man the past mit potem schloime weiß war
the public because so if adam the shate after the example person should make himself join a minion but his father be yochit calls man she yochit by the mitzvah person not done privately if a person can daven with a tzibur that's what a person should do then we spoke about a few other things as well even we said he's got a minion in his house. Even if someone's got a minion in his house, it's still an advantage to daven in the shul. Still a mile of daven in the shul. And we said there are some exceptions. The moshe, let's say, to go to a base for oval, person with a minion. But who had it in the shul? Unless you got a shul, and then someone else has an oval, he wants to make a minion somewhere else. He wants to make a minion in a side room. So it could be that has a lot of base of kinesis. But even so, davening there to help someone make a minion is also a big mile. It's also a special thing.
So why should
no, to help you make a minimum issue. So, oh, wants done for the Omer, so he wants to double. He wants to get someone to double, so he's allowed to do that as well. Or maybe double's better there. Someone's got a reason why it goes to a different place. That's what we said yesterday, is all better. Okay.
Just repeat, and you said one of the doubles with those two boys, his tefillah is always heard. Does that mean it's always
answered
or it's always heard?
Always heard. It means that something goes in, something is accepted.
That's a nishma, not the same.
Yeah. It's heard. It means that the Rosh Hashanah, take it into consideration, I think.
It is.
It's better than when you dab it out.
Yeah, it is.
Definitely an advantage. Okay. Now, Shaila is what's called Tefillah B'Tzibur. Very, very interesting, actually. What's called exactly Tefillah B'Tzibur? What is the definition of it? Someone said yesterday, which is quite right. When we talk about Tefillah B'Tzibur here, the main thrust of what we're talking about is davening Shemoneh Esrei. That means that certain halachas, for example, a person shouldn't daven before the tzibur daven. That means a person is wrong for a person to start Shemoneh Esrei before the tzibur starts. Special halachas are good. It's not nice for the tzibur that you're starting ahead of them. But the rest of davening, there's no restriction. If a person wants to be ahead of them in davening, and he feels that's too fast for him, so he wants to start early and go ahead, there's no problem. The whole restriction is only when it comes to the actual Shemoneh Esrei. So it's very interesting, Mr. Brewer here. Mr. Brewer says, what's called Tefillah B'Tzibur? We mentioned this very briefly yesterday, actually. This is in Simon Sadi, Sintes. Simon Sadi, Sintes. So Mr. Brewer's talking about their going to shul. So he says over here, Mr. Brewer, Ikka Tefillah B'Tzibur, what is the main thrust of Tefillah B'Tzibur, who Tefillah Shemoneh Esrei? That is the Tefillah of Shemoneh Esrei. The Hailu, which means she yispalu asora anoshim shehem gedolim, that is 10 people who are adults should daven together b'yachad. V'loy k'moish choshen ha'amoyim, not like people think. She'ekha yispalu asora ratishmai kaddish kedusha baruch hu. They think the main thing of davening with a minion is just to hear kaddish kedusha and baruch hu. Lachein ein ma'bidim, they're not fussy rak shiyu asora beis haknesses, that there's 10 people in the shul. Was there a toss? This is a mistake. Lochei, choiv, al odom is an obligation of every person. Lemaher lover the base of Knesset to come in time to shul. Kadeshi is yagia the spalish from Esmet Sibor. In order he should dance from Esmet Sibor. Now from here the Mishnah Berurah's mashmah very strongly that the starting point over here is critical. That you have to start your Shemoneh Esrei in order to be called Tefillah B'Tzibur. You'll see this actually, it's more before somewhere else, but it comes out, and I say, I've looked around many times in shul, you can see this very, very often. If you look around the shul, when the chazan starts, the side of Shemoneh Esrei, in Shacharis, there are many people still davening. It could be you've only got a third of the people davening with the chazan. Now, according to Mishnah Berurah, that's not ideal. In fact, so much so, I'm going to show you somewhere else where he speaks this out. You know, there's a big shaila in Simon Kvov, where when we say finish off the brachas of Birchas Krishma, we say Baruch Hashem Gad Yisrael. Does one answer a main to that bracha of Gad Yisrael? Yeah. So in Simon Kvov, let's just find it here. Simon Kvov.
That's why you say it quiet.
Oh, so that's the whole shaila there. Yeah, that's where it comes from. So number eight.
Some say it loud.
Huh?
Some
fellas
say it loud, but
one
should say it quiet.
Actually, as it happens, the other way around, as it happens.
Go on.
Actually, I'll read that now. Right. Look what it says. In some, so the Machaber says, Eina oina omein acha God Yisrael. Shut al Hefzik. Mechada says one does not answer mean to sell with a chazan when he says go out and to Hefzik. Says the Ramah, Yesh oimim to oimim. Some say you do. The chain noegin lanish omen achashi al tzibo, you should. Says the Mishnah Berurah here in some of Vov, in Lamed Hei, very red Mishnah Berurah here. Oh, Dafkim is a man. Oh, so he says, Lamed Hei. Chayin noeg in Lanis Achashes. Now, people got a minute to answer, the Ramah says. He says, the Mishavu, you can only answer me if you haven't started the Potter of Hashem Swasai Tiftach. Because once you start with Hashem Swasai Tiftach, the fact that you're an Esra, you cannot answer me. So the Ramah says, you don't answer me. The Ramah says, you do. Says the Mishavu, Yesh medaptikim, she wrote to him, not to the Kulam. Some people want to accommodate everyone. So what they do is, they wait by in order to answer Amen after the Chazan says Go Ad Yisrael. That's what they do. Says the Mishnah Berurah, that's a mistake. They're not doing good. They shouldn't answer Amen in that section. It's wrong. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Look what he says now. This carefully what the Mishnah Berurah says. Va'oid, he says.
Why?
Gam lechatchila, ideally, roy lehispado, finish one esu im shatz by a koel b'shobem. If you wait over there, you're not going to start with the chazan and 10 people shmon esra. That's not ideal. So it looks like Mr. Brewer is saying one should start mamish at the same time as everyone else. All 10 people should be starting shmon esra together. That's much better. I can carry on even further. And he says, look what he says, interesting what he says. And then, Ella, Eitzah Ches, yes, there's another Eitzah. So this is what you were saying. There's another Eitzah. What's that Eitzah? The Mishpura says, Eitzah number one is, Sheyachavim, Lesayim, Mashat, B'shovah. You should finish going with the Chazan loud, together. That means the Chazan says the Bracha loud, Baruch Atah Hashem, God Yisrael, and you finish with him. So you can't tell me, because you're not moving to your own Bracha. That way is around it. The Mishpura doesn't give this Eitzah of the Chazan going quiet. So it's not there.
I think there's another reason why the chazan says it aloud, should say it aloud.
Why?
Because there are people davening in the shul who are not up to there at all. And therefore they're in a situation where they can answer on main. And therefore he says, that's one of the reasons why...
But he's not happy because in Bechas Krishna, hopefully those people are happy. How far behind they are?
Before that.
They shouldn't be in that minion. They're waiting for so late. They should have gone to a later minion.
They're waiting for the next minion.
They're waiting for the next minute.
Yeah, if that's the case, then it's okay. So but then look what Mishra says. Okay, here, quickly. Mishra says, he finishes off Mishra, maybe he says another Eitzah, Eitzah number two. Oy, she asked for Shmona Esra, at Kodim Hashat. So you can start your Shmona Esra before the Chazan. The Hainan are Posuk Hashem Osai Tiptok. If you say that Posuk, then it's around a problem. Vice choice, that's what you're allowed to do. But otherwise, you should be starting exactly with the chazan. So all 10 people, all 10 people should be starting from Esau together. That is
Sibba should really make sure that he's got 9 people coming with it.
I know the shul I go to sometimes in the morning. Before he starts from Esra, he's not such a big minion.
Yeah.
So the chazan actually walks around to see
where
that
point.
There's 9 people going to
start. I've got 6.
What?
I check if I've got 6.
Okay, well, 6 we'll speak about. No, I think we should go with 10.
Nine.
Yeah, he's right. We're going to come to that hopefully sometime. That's just the point. But the Vaila is talking about you need to have 10 people. So if you're asking what the ideal is for Shmona Esra, the ideal is that you should have 10 people together. So I never realized actually, but he says actually, someone brings down, that's why there's a minig on Rosh Chodesh, where we take our shkut after Shachris, the chazan bangs, someone bangs down to start Musaf. What's the idea? He said there's an Indian to start together. So here no one knows when they're going to start. So in order to make it that people know when the starting time is, they bang.
The banging just remind you it's the Yom of Yom, not the
banging stuff. Not by Musaf. No Yom of Yom.
After Musaf.
By Musaf. By Musaf Shmona Esra. Take a twin off up between after Christmas, after what it's the
other. Is it a problem because of Hefzik? We already talked about that. This is a Mag Rosh. takes me long, but when I said, why can't you have an extra minute? So it's like, it's annoying. What's the rush? No, but why can't you put your tongue away? What's the matter?
Yeah, exactly. Why is it back to start the session?
Someone said it's a hefty. Someone told me it's a hefty to put your film away. She really put it to not put it down.
Oh, yeah.
I said, what's the rush? Give us another minute to put it through.
Who's
got a minute? I can see this. I've got a couple of minutes out.
Because if you're asking what is
correct to say it aloud.
Say it aloud, and they should, yes, answer or made or not?
No, you don't answer or made.
Don't answer or made.
No, so that doesn't make it quiet. It's only a brocha to speak a quiet brocha. But I might say it's a minute. You can't argue there's a minute. People say it's a mission rule. It's not a mission rule. It doesn't make it down. But there's a minute like this to be quiet.
If you finished already, you've already saw it before the chazan. Are you allowed to say or
made? That's a shy. It's a chaba holds a hefsek. That is the hefsek. That's a shayrish. You want to avoid that problem.
You see, finish with
if you finish with him, you avoid that problem. That's the way to do it.
Why is
that problem? Yeah?
Why is it a hefsek? It's a God Israel, and you're saying you're main to it.
Yeah, but you're supposed to go shayrish by Israel. You're supposed to have your smokers
go. Who learned Israel?
Your main is on God Israel.
I'm sad, but who said it's not necessary to make it?
If you can't
answer
the
prophet,
if you hear
something. That's a shayrish. That is a shayrish.
But it's a God Israel. It's just. Can you answer Omein on another bracha before you said God? He said God is
wrong. So what is it here?
Bechas HaTorah, the next minion. Can you answer Omein?
I'm
asking you though.
No, you can't.
Why not?
Hefsek.
So it's the same thing as
a God
is
wrong.
No,
Omein
of the God. He's saying it's brocha good.
It's
Hefsek. Now, the shaila is though, and this is very interesting as well, Rabbi said, a lot of people have said this. So the shaila is, he's missed it. He's not started with a chazan. Can he now still be called Philip and Sibyl if he starts later? So this is a big shame. What? Oh, so let's see what they're up to. So let's say, for example, the husband started, he's in the first brocha, and now you were a bit behind, you want to start with him. Is that called Philip and Sibyl? This is a huge machlokes. I mean, the Meister, many possible say that is, and one can start. But if you ask him what the ideal is, the ideal a person should be trying to do is to get starting point altogether. That is ideal. If you miss that, then some postulates say the first brocha of Ovis, some say the first three is all called Philip and Sibyl, and some say the whole Rishman S is called Philip and Sibyl. But, this is a major problem, Rosh, I found this today. And that is, people don't realize this. In Simon Kuf tests, you better sit down for this, Rabbi Yisrael, right? You better sit down. Here, the Mishnah's got a new topic. The Mishnah Berurah's topic's like this. What happens, you get these people, they take a long time to punish Manasseh. So I'm one of those people, let's say, for example, I'm one of those people. So I'm going to start Manasseh with a chazan, but I realize if I start Manasseh with a chazan, I won't do Kedusha. I can't say Kedusha with a tzibur, because I'll be in the middle of my Sinai Manasseh.
Well,
so what I'll do is I'll be quiet on this. Now, it's Shemekah only, and it's not ideal. Yeah?
What should you do?
What should I do? Is it better that I wait for Twilim and Sibur? I don't do Twilim and Sibur. I wait till the Chazan starts when Esther out.
Where you are?
Double with him. Shira Chadosha. I wait for the Chazan to start when Esther loud. I go with him. Say Kedusha with him. We'll see how to do that. And that's better. What's better to do? Is it better to do Twilim and Sibur to start at the beginning, quietly with everyone else? But on my hand, I'm going to lose Kedusha. I can't say Kedusha that way, because it takes me too long.
All
start with Chazor Sashatz, and then I can get Kedusha, and then I'll slow down afterwards. Okay. Yeah. What would you say, everybody?
I would say the first.
What would you say, sorry?
I would say daven your own pace. And don't
right. Okay. I think,
how's he
going
to, if you can't keep up with the first...
He starts 2 minutes before the Chazor Sashatz.
Yes, that's right. Yes, right.
Once
he wants to start his right. He wants to start 2 to 4.
He'll never be able to keep up with the pace.
First of all, thank you for the whole Shmanesra with him. Might be ideal. Talk about the first bracha. Says the Chofetz Chaim on this Shaila. Unbelievable, the Chofetz Chaim. Nistapakti. I've got a doubt Someone takes a long time to daven. The Eile Yochad Asayim HaKadusha, and he won't finish the Kadusha, Im Mutter Lahaskil, should he start? When we can in rise, a whole rabbi says, I don't know the answer. The Mishnah actually uses the topic, he does not know the answer. Now, Meiser, many Achronim take on, like you said, that a person can start. If you start together, that's good. But I was wondering, if you start late, and you know you won't get to a Kadusha, is it the same thing? That I saw Rosh Hashanah, someone said that's a problem. Even the people who are Mekel, if you start with the chazan and you get Miss Kedusha, but at least you started with them, that's all very good if you start at the same time as them. If you start next, let's say you're on a machine and you decide to start your sinus for an Esra, so maybe you call that Tfilib at Sibu, if you do, let's say, quote the Salah Khalil, but you've got a serious problem that you're not going to get Kedusha.
Yeah.
So that's not ideal. That is a thing one has to take into consideration. That's definitely problematic. I've seen this once with someone. I was once in a shul. It was a Tom Hoffman's guy, and I saw he was quite early. I mean, he was a bit late. He was up to I don't know what Shema. He actually waited for the chazan to start pronouncing. It takes a long time for davening, and he actually waited for the chazan.
Anyway, you say as long as the tzibah still doubles.
I said some say that as long as some say. Okay, some say, let's get this case, it's very problematic. The idea is that you start Shemoneh Esrei together all together. I'm saying, Rabbi said, look tomorrow in Shul and you'll see that is a big chelik of the Shul. I'm not doing this. It's not ideal. Yeah, they should either come earlier or they have to miss out. It's not ideal. It's not ideal. If you haven't done this, so some Achronim say, if you catch the first bracha together with the tzibah as they started, that's called Tfilah B'Tzibah. Others say the first three, and others say anywhere in Shemoneh Esrei.
So you can start before the chazan finishes in Shemoneh Esrei. They do slowly.
There's another problem. These people who daven long Shemoneh Esrei, it's long. They daven in such places that you can't walk past. You're not allowed to have a gun down.
That's another
problem. It's ridiculous. That's a corner. But don't stand in the middle of... It's an
awful effect. I remember I wrote the Chabot in Yeshiva. And in Yeshiva, I remember the person, it was actually the person who dumped behind my Chabot with a very, very long time to an Esra. So I went with my Chabot to ask my father, because I had a rocker, and I said, what should you do? So I remember my father saying, this person should dump by the wall.
Oh,
so you've got your good company.
Correct.
So this person should dump.
He needs to go to the bathroom. Officially, he's not allowed to bathroom.
Sorry, maybe we'll come across his other side. That's probably sorry.
It's not ideal.
Another part of
this is
you had to air that out. I could see you had to air it out. It's very important. Very, very important. It's also important. Now, Chofetz Chaim says sometimes you hear Noshim Haru from someone and you do it to help him ease out. That's allowed. But sometimes, you know, it's important to get off your system. So that was over here, start the shop. So that's another very important halacha over here about this over here. About someone asked yesterday about those people who are careful to dump by nets. Can he avoid dumping Tfilah B'Tzibah? Let's say someone's in an area where there's only 1 minion. And the Maaseh say he wants to get out of going to this business, so he decides he wants to dump in the nets. So here the Mishnah Berurah is very interesting. The Mishnah Berurah's Loshen is, it's a Bialochim, Nun Chesif Aleph. Let's just see if we can find it quickly. Bialocha says, Nun Chesif Aleph. This is about a person who's mucked me to dump it. I'll reach out his Loshen, you see his Loshen. Nun Chesif Aleph. What's it? Diva Mascha what? Mitzvah. Diva Mascha Mitzvah. The Mishnah Berurah says over here, Da, da, zahirim, likrois kuvasikin. Those who are careful to read the vasikin, mutra likrois lispal biyachidi. You could say Krishna and Damashman Esther by yourself in Abraham Binyan. The loshen of Mishnah Berurah is da hazahirim likrois kuvasikin. It looks a bit like the Mishnah Berurah speaking about he regularly does this. There's a bit of a dispute in the Mishnah Berurah what it means. Does it mean mamish, you regularly do it, or you've got a certain time to do it? That's the question. I'm saying someone who definitely does it regularly, he's got no shiny, he can have a dozen without a minion tucker, if that's what it's about. Say it's a big shiny. If someone does it every week, let's say once a week he does it, that's a big shiny, whether that also includes. And some say he does it just not off. The mission is loud, but it doesn't mean money that you have to do it regularly. It's already enough as well. That's also an interesting thing. Another interesting shiny people ask is, what if, let's say, for example, it's Rosh Chodesh, and the Sibur are davening, let's say, Shacharis, And I'm really davening my early minyan, I had to go out, and I want to daven musaf now. So I'm davening musaf when the tzibur are davening shakas. Is that called tefillah b'tzibur? I start together with them. Is that called tefillah b'tzibur?
I don't know.
Can happen. I'll tell you where this is more relevant, actually. People in the mosque in the summer, people have the early minyan for mincha ma'ariv. So let's say, for example, I miss mincha, so I come into shul, they daven ma'ariv. I want to have my mincha there. Is that called tefillah b'tzibur?
Yes.
Mind you, you always get two people with different opinions.
Every
it's not called Philip and Sybil, not called Philip, it's a difference from Esther. But it's at least got a minor of davening when it's Sybil or daven. We haven't spoken about it, but there's a minor to daven when it's Sybil or daven. It means someone's not well and he's at home. There's an Indian for him to daven at the same time
as
the shul davens. He says you've got at least that minor. Okay, let's stop there.
Okay, so remember, the more people have it, it's not a government, it's not a government.